Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Tuesdays. What an awesome, awesome day. You know, we're here on the East Coast and we're seeing weather like we haven't seen in a very long time. For this time of year, it's unseasonably warm. For the past several days, it's been in the 70s. And yes, that's right, I said the 70s. For this area of the East Coast, it's just not normal. However, I'm not one to complain, so I'm enjoying each and every minute of it. Well, this is a topic that we're going to talk about today. Burnout for businesses. How to overcome small business burnout. Now, welcome to you in the chat room. Welcome to those of you who are listening via the switchboard, your iPods, iTunes, and many other ways that people are able to tune in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, for those of you who, if you ordered a book from me and you didn't get it yet, don't worry, it's on the way. I didn't forget you, but it is coming, it is coming. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, and most certainly appreciate your business. Yes, because for me, being an author, that is my business. So your books are coming. I can't wait for you to read them. Others have been reading them, and I have gotten nothing but great reports in the sense that the book is actually helping people. Now, I know for a fact that when people, like I tell people, when they get Release Your Power and they read that book, and sometimes when I'm doing a book signing live and I'm talking to people, I say, the book will change your life. And then I say, I'll tell you why, how I know this. I say, because it changed my life to write it. So I tell them that there's a special, kind of thing that's over the book because of what I went through. My life had to transition totally in order to write that book. I had to overcome all kinds of oppositions. I had to, and most of them were within myself, because you know how you tell yourself, I can't write a book. Who am I to write a book? And so today's topic, we're going to be talking about overcoming yet another opposition that a lot of small business owners sometimes are faced with and don't always know what to do. And so we call this small business burnout. And here's the thing. When you're going through life. You're on a journey, whether it's your career path, you know, whether you are a stay-at-home mom, whether you work from home, whether you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, or what have you. There's going to come a time that on that journey, various things are going to happen. You can't stop that. Some things we can prevent, but some things will just happen. But here's the key to life. Remember, life is not what happens to us. It's more about how we react to it. Things will happen. Things happen to everybody. And when you look down the line and you see the person somewhere down in the future, and you look at two people that may have started out the same but ended up so differently, one very successful, one a complete failure, and you wonder, what happened? Well, things happened to both of them, but also the person's reaction can help your outcome look different. And so burnout, well, just what is burnout? So I want to turn to a definition, give you a definition for burnout. Burnout, it's a psychological term, okay? So that's the first thing to know. Psychological meaning that it has something to do with our mind, and if it was physiological, it would have more to do with our, you know, our body and our, well, this is, you know, our thinking a lot of times is what we're thinking inside is how we're feeling. So it's a psychological term for the experience of long-term, get that, exhaustion and diminished interest. You ever see people on the job and you heard people, they get job burnout? I know especially people who work in fields where they're under a lot of stress or pressure, teachers will sometimes get burned out, and some quicker than others because, you know, your own stamina. And that's what we're talking about here today. How can you help yourself handle it? Sometimes you can have diminished interest when you're looking at things like you came in, you're very excited, but then a lot of things, negative things may have happened. A lot of people that work in the social services fields, people who work with children that are being abused, they will often experience burnout within a year. Within 1 year, you have people dumping their problems on you, or you have to see a lot of people's problems. Burnout can happen very, very rapidly. And some people, even in the medical field, can get burned out because of the stress, the long hours, the exhaustion. And this same kind of scenario can happen to small business owners. Why? Well, let's look at it. Okay, so further definition, they say research indicates that general practitioners have the highest proportion of burnout cases. Okay, now these studies are being done all over the world. Burnout, you see, is something that can keep a person stationary. It can block your vision. It can keep you from moving forward in your destiny and your goals and your dreams. So we definitely want to combat this thing. We want to, in other words, if it was to come upon you and you don't know what it is, you really won't know what tool to go and grab. You won't know what strategy to have in place. And as the coach of Elisa, and the show, what we want to be able to do is have the show be an arsenal of weapons and activities and things that you can do as leaders and managers so that you can have the most, the optimum success, that you can have the optimum success for your life. Now, burnout can happen in small businesses. Well, let's look at it. When you're a small business owner, a lot of times, because you're so small and you may not have a lot of funds and finances to hire a team of people, well, you have to do a lot of work on your own. And that is where this exhaustion can set in. You know, a lot of people that I know who are small business owners, they work very long hours and they wear multiple hats. And so there's, you know, constantly running, going back and forth. They have to put on the accountant hat. Then they put on the visionary hat. Then they have to put on the labor hat. Then they have to put on the finance hat. Then they have to put on the problem solver hat. Now they got to put on the motivational hat. You know, you got to motivate yourself. So you got to put on the motivational hat. You got to know how to encourage yourself. So when burnout sets in, you know what it is, that you don't go off depressed and, you know, going and taking some different medicines and things that could actually exasperate the situation and cause it to become worse. Now, burnout can be, you know, you can say you can, there's a remedy. You don't have to let it take you out. You don't have to let it, you know, some days people get so frustrated, they get so overwhelmed, and they say, you know what, I'm just going to give this up. So, you know, we want to learn how to be organized. We want to work in day-tight compartments. In other words, we don't worry about tomorrow. We deal with what's here today. You know, and I want to welcome, again, each and every person to the call. If you have a comment or question, please, anytime throughout the show, if you're on the phone lines, which is the way, you know, you can call in and ask a question over the air, and we can address your question or comment. You would have to dial 347-945-7991. If you are online and in the chat room, you can simply type your question in, but you would have to be signed in. And if you sign in as a guest, you won't be able to type in your question. But you can type it in if you're signed in, and we welcome each and every person to sign in to get an account with Blog Talk Radio. It's absolutely free, much like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so many other means in these accounts. So burnout. Now, some people with small businesses are getting burned out for various reasons. Some are getting burned out because they're working long hours. Some are getting burned out because they're trying to keep up with all the social networking, keeping up with their Twitter posts and Facebook. Some people are burned out because they have to write, you know, a lot of articles and various things about their business. And again, they don't always have a lot of help. Diminished interest sometimes will set in. You know, when you first start something, you're excited, it sounds great, it's wonderful. Excuse me. The newness of everything is taking over. But after a while, you see the interest could dwindle. So you want to keep your interest high and fresh and new. You want to constantly be looking at, you know, what new things can you add to your business or add to your success of your business. Okay? Now, ultimately, you can use a strategy for burnout is to rethink. Remember we said it's psychological. So understand that your mind holds a lot of power. And that's why on this show we do a lot of teaching about our thinking, our mental state. Because your mind, see, with your mind, you can overcome tremendous obstacles and odds. I mean, look at all the people that have had to overcome so many things, so many obstacles in their lives, and most of them did that with just one thought. Okay? Again, the burnout could come almost from anywhere. It could come from, you could be a business owner, and it could be your family scenarios that are causing problems. If you're married, it could be a spousal situation. Sometimes when you're a business owner, you know, when both people are working and there's two incomes coming in, once a person, if one of those parties transitions into becoming an entrepreneur, now you not only have one less income, but you also have a factor that's actually draining on the household, okay? So that's why a lot of times when people are advising individuals to go into business, they tell you to do a lot of financial planning to make sure you have the resources that you're not taking away from your household. But if there's family problems, that can cause burnout. If there are problems with suppliers and vendors, that can cause burnout. And here's another thing that can cause burnout that some people don't often think about. Sometimes, if you're a small business, and, you know, as a small business, you want business, so you want to get the word out about your business. And once you do that, okay, now business begins to come in. the business begins to grow, but you can't allow the business to grow faster than you are prepared to serve your customers. Because, well, then your customers will get burned out. That's number one. If you cannot deliver on time and what they want, well, then the customers, they will absolutely get frustrated. And at the same time, you will get frustrated because you can't meet demands. So that's another form of burnout that can happen. And it sounds like a great thing, like, wow, we want all the customers in the world. But can your business handle it? So make sure that you're putting those things in place. You're putting in, you know where to get, you know how to hire, you know how to train. You know, it's not just hiring people, that's easy. You can hire, there's a million people out there who want jobs right now. And you can almost hire anyone. But now, can you get them trained? And what we mean by that is trained to your vision, to your ideas, to your objectives for your company. You know, a lot of people come with a lot of training, but the training is not geared towards the success of maybe of your company. And so we want to be able to overcome small business burnout. So let's look at this again, how this can happen. Well, one, it can happen because we are doing too much, and we're doing a lot. Now, we have to do these things. I'm not saying that because when you're just starting out and you can't afford to pay other people, you absolutely simply, you have to do it. I want to, good morning, and welcome to those of you, if you just tuned in on the switchboards, I see you there. If you have any questions, you can raise your hand and you can ask the question. But welcome to the show this morning. We're talking about overcoming small business burnout. And we want to help people because you may find yourself in this situation. Maybe not now. It could happen somewhere down the road. And what we want to try to do is we want to have an arsenal of weapons or tools of what to do when the time comes. It's just like when our parents were raising us and they would tell us all these different things, you know, while we were growing up in the fourth grade, seventh grade, high school. And a lot of times we didn't use those things, but now we do. So in other words, there may be a time will come when you need it. And, you know, just like with our parents, the things they told us, when we got into a situation, then we remembered. So, you know, it's in your long-term memory. It's there. And then you were able to use it, and you were able to be successful and using what they had already showed you, though it hadn't happened yet. So for some of you, you may already be in a burnout situation where you're ready to throw in the towel. You're ready to give up. And I'm just wanting you to know that there is such a thing as a small business burnout. It's not, I didn't just come up with this off the top of my head. You know, it's not just something to try to have a cute topic. No, this actually happens to a lot of people, and especially to small businesses. Because very large businesses, the CEO of a large business may not experience this in the same way because they have a large team working for them. But when you have a small business, and especially if you have your business, if you work from home, but even if you don't work from home, I know a lot of times we take our work home anyway. So even though we don't work from home, if we have a small business, you may go into an office every day. But when you go home, what do you have there? You have your laptop. You still have your cell phone. You still have your notepad. So you're still working. And that's part of the burnout problem, is that when you have a small business, you don't always know when to turn it off, when to stop. And unlike when you work for someone, typically you have a particular time that you show up for work and you begin to think about the job. And then you have a time where you shut it down, and you no longer think about that job, and you go back to your own life, well, your personal life, your separate life. And so part of this would also fall into the line of work-life balance. But I wonder how many people with a small business actually think about work-life balance. I know in big companies, work-life balance really became big about maybe 10-15 years ago. Before, they wanted you to work, always working, always thinking about the company, and no one ever really cared about your work-life balance and how are you balancing other activities, not just work. How are you handling recreation? You know, how are you handling sort of like a me time, a relaxation time? How are you handling, you know, a time to just unwind and retreat and revive? Okay? So the companies became very, very concerned about employees because employees were spending a lot of, well, you know, a lot of times companies don't become concerned until it affects their bottom line, their dollars. And what they were finding is that employees were spending a lot of money on health care, and it was some companies were being drained for the health care cost. And they noticed, and you know, either time off, when employees began to take a lot of time off, and these are employees that you know are not just slackers. It's one thing when a slacker takes off, and you can't really consider that burnout. But when well-meaning, very dedicated, productive employees begin to call out sick, now it's time to get worried. Now it's time to start looking at what's behind the symptom. The symptom is calling out, but what's the problem? What's the underlying cause of the problem? And so they want to get down to the bottom line, and that's what caused them to look at this burnout thing, and to look, and that's what was happening with employees. And basically, and so some companies call it stress, but I'm calling it here today, I'm calling it burnout. And I'm going to share with you in a minute some of the things that you might want to do, because you don't want to be burned out, because if you get too burned out, you're not going to have your company, you're not going to have yourself. You're not going to have the joy, and if you don't have the joy, you're not going to have the happiness. And if you're not happy and joyful about what you're doing, that negativity will transfer to everyone around you, everyone around you. You know, some people are very good at shielding negativity, but other people are not, and they're very open and they're very unaware. So if you want to overcome small business burnout. Now, some of these principles can also be used even if you're not a sole proprietor. You may not be a small business owner. You may not be an entrepreneur. You may actually work for someone, and you may still feel symptoms of burnout. And some of the reasons that lead up to burnout are the same, whether you're burned out in your relationship. There are people in relationships that get burned out, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses and their families, trying to be something that we're, you know, more than what we are really able and allowed to be. But here's the bottom line. You have to take care of you. If you don't take care of you, who's going to take care of your business? So to get burned out for the sake of the business is not good leadership. And it's really not a great management practice. And I told you before when I was doing the seminar on, you know, traits and nature and characteristics of an entrepreneur. And one of the things that an entrepreneur has to do is take care of themselves. They usually entrepreneurs, successful ones, are in great physical shape. They work out, they exercise, they know how to nurture themselves. If they get in a slump, they know how to pick themselves back up. So being healthy and having the right thinking, having a clear mind, that goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. Okay, you can't just let yourself go for the sake of the business because you're so busy. Well, that's part of the problem, is being too busy. It's being too busy. So what are some of the things that you can do? What are some of the ways that you can overcome burnout? Well, number one, you have to control your thinking. You have to rethink the situation. So let's look at what's causing my burnout, okay? Let's look at, okay, for instance, is your day overloaded? You sit down, get out a sheet of paper, and begin to list, maybe for a week. Do like some journal entries for a week. What does your week look like? From the time you get up to the time you lay down. What does that look like? Now, some of you know, I do a lot of things, so trust me, believe me, I've had burnout more than once. You can ask me. So I've had many experiences with burnout. I remember just a little short story when I was in college. Oh my goodness, I had serious burnout. It was at the time when I was working on my master's degree. I was taking four classes in one semester. I was taking four classes in the MBA program. I was working full-time as an associate director for the College Bound program. So I was working with seventh and eighth graders from the inner city, trying to encourage them to, first of all, to get through the seventh and eighth grade, get through high school, and then go to college and get through college. That's what they were paying me to do. That was my job. And meanwhile, I had to combat all the things they were dealing with on a regular basis. And trust me, seventh and eighth graders go through a lot. And even your parents of seventh and eighth graders, I hope you all know what you're in for, because they are a lot of work. And so here I am doing that job, working at night, going to school at night, and married. That was incredible. That was such an incredible year for me, a time period. And it lasted for about 2 years. Well, actually, no, it lasted from 1998, when I went back to school, and I graduated 2003. So what is that? 5 years. That was 5 years. So after 5 years of that kind of stamina, full-time job, working, married, going to school full-time in a graduate degree program, I was burned out. And what happened, I actually collapsed at the end. And so, even though I wanted the degree so bad, I wanted that MBA, I had, you know, did all that work, paper after paper after test after test after paper after group project, all the hours I spent on the highway, the college I was attending was about a good 7 or 8 miles from where I was working. Then I was another 9 or 10 miles from home at night. Getting home every night at 10 o'clock at night, my classes, many classes ending at 9:45. Some days I would take classes, some semesters classes on the weekend. I would take Saturday classes that started at 9 a.m. and went to 5 p.m. every Saturday. And after 5 years, I got to the fifth year, 2 months before I was to finish. It was a fall semester. The rest was ending in December. September, you know, you're all excited. It's the last year, my last semester. I'm taking four classes in my last semester. I had to do 60 credits altogether for this MBA. I'm taking four classes. And 2 months before December, October, I couldn't do it anymore. I woke up and I said, I can't. Even though I had done all that work, I said, it's over. It's it. I can't do it. I woke up. I made my mind up. That was it. I didn't want anything to do with the MBA. I had 2 months left. I had done over 40 hours worth of classes, class time. It was 60, over 40, because I four times four is 16. I was taking 16 credits. The classes were 4 credits each, 16 credits. So I'd already did, 44 credits. And this is what I had left, and I couldn't do it. I had already taken all kind of classes, from statistics to you name it, I had it. And I went to work that day as associate director for College Down. And I remember going, I told my husband, I said, honey, I told him that day I talked to him, I said, I'm done with Fairleigh Dickinson. I can't go on. He was like, are you sure? I'm like, that's it. I can't handle it. I'm done. I can't do another class. I can't write another paper. I can't take another exam. I had spent already over $60,000 that I was for student loans and some money I had to pay, but I couldn't go any further. I didn't care how much money I had spent. And I remember calling my sister, Beverly. I said, Beverly, it's over. You know, it's done. I can't do it. And she was like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. I told my mother. I remember telling my mother. This is 2003. I'll never forget it. And, 2002. It was the winter of 2002, the fall semester. So I told my mom. She was like, are you sure? I said, yeah, this is it. I can't do it. They were like, okay. Well, I went on a couple of days, didn't go to school. Now 2 weeks has gone by, hadn't gone to school, hadn't done a paper, didn't call the school, didn't tell anybody, just stopped going. I was taking classes every night, Monday through Thursday, every night, so I already missed 2 weeks of school. Well, I went to work, and I was sitting in my office. I had my other degrees up on the wall there, and a lady, actually I'm going to bring her on the show, she's just waiting for me to contact her, awesome woman. She worked at the college as well in another department. She walked into my office. Now, this lady never comes into my office. I already knew something was happening that day. She never comes to my office. I was typically going to her office. But she never came in my office. She comes in my office for whatever reason, and I say to her, she's we're friends, but not like confidant type friends. I don't tell her my secrets. But for some reason, I said to her, she looked on the wall and said, oh, yeah, you know, do this and this and that. And I was like, oh, I'm through with Fairly. I'm not going back. I'm done. And she very calmly to me said, are you crazy? Everybody else had said, oh, okay. You sure? She said to me, are you crazy? I tell you, God will send you people that you have no control or knowledge of, things that won't even seem possible or real. And I said, oh, yeah, I can't take it. It's this, it's that. And she said to me, now, this lady didn't have a master's degree at the time. She had a bachelor's. She said to me, you're crazy. She was like, you know what? You did all that work. You have, you know, you're working with these young people here. You are a role model for them. You need to finish that degree. And it was just something about the way she said, you're a role model for all these kids. Because I had hundreds of kids that were on the verge of dropping out of high school, never to even make it to college. And here I am, basically going to drop out, basically. That's what she was saying. You're trying to help prevent a dropout, but you're telling me you're going to drop out. And it was just something about the way she said it. I left the college that day knowing that it had to be a voice of wisdom pointing me to a direction that I needed to go. Because I left there with such a renewed, now, she didn't touch me, she didn't give me a massage, you know, she didn't make me jump up and down and do, you know, jumping jacks. It was, so I'm telling you, your thinking can reset your attitude and your physical strength. Because before, I felt what? Burned out. I couldn't do it again. I couldn't drive another mile. I couldn't write another paper. I couldn't go to the internet or the library and look up another topic. I just was burned out. But her words connected and something in my brain. I left there with such a renewed strength. I went and made up all the work that I had missed. Got myself back in line. Got signed up for all my exams, registered for my graduation, paid for my cap and gown, contacted all my family members and said, you got to come to the graduation here in New Jersey. In less than, you know, by now, I only had a month and a half left for school. Took the test, 4 classes, plus my job. I got 2 A's and 2 B's that semester. I'll never forget it. And afterwards, I remember going and taking, one of my papers got lost. I had to retype the thing, and oh, it was so embarrassing to tell the professor that was like just the moment that I thought I would drop dead. But I went on and I did it. He accepted it late. Normally, teachers are supposed to give you a lower grade when you turn projects in late. That's just the rule. You turn it in late, you get a lower grade, whether it's an A or not. If you turn it in on time, it may be a B, but they'll give you an A. Because that's the secret to success in school and college. Not so much at school, but school, it starts because in college they expect the behaviors to have been built while you were in school, in high school and grammar school and what have you. But in college, the behavior, the norm is that you turn it in on time, you're guaranteed an A quicker than if you turn it in late and there was an A paper. You turn in a B on time, you'll get an A, basically. You turn in an A off time, and you'll get a B. That's just how it works. So I already knew that, but favor allowed me that the teacher still gave me an A. I'll never forget it. And I took the last test. I could see myself now sitting there taking that last test. gotten it done like that, you know, coming back from the burnout. But I went home and slept for a whole month. But anyway, it was okay because I worked in the college, and it was around Christmas time, semester's end, and the college was closed for 2 weeks. Well, I slept for the whole 2 weeks, and I called my one sister. The one sister that I didn't call during that time period was the one sister that I probably should have called, because she also experienced it and had already pushed past it. And so she told me, oh, yeah, you know, you were burned out. I'm like, huh? She goes, oh, yeah, it happens to almost everybody when they get toward the end of something. I'm like, okay, now you tell me. Because, see, again, had I been expecting it, had I known that this could happen, I could have been more prepared. And that's what I'm sharing with you today. If you can be not expecting it to happen, no, but aware that it can happen. It can happen. How? Like me, I was taking way too many classes. Why? Because I was trying to hurry up and get finished. Well, you may be doing too many things. It may seem all important. It may seem like you got to do all those things. But in reality, if your body, you know, when I went into shock, basically, when I went to sleep for 2 weeks and couldn't get out of bed, for 2 weeks I couldn't lift my head. When we went back to work in January from the winter break, the same woman that I'm telling you I'm going to bring on the show, she's a nutritionist and a health expert, and I told her what happened, and of course I went to thank her. But when I told her about my sleeping, she says, your body went into shock because you did all that work, and then to stop, your body went. And, you could die from going into shock. You know, that's not good. That's not healthy. And so, you know, I'm sharing my story to help maybe some of you who could be at the verge of burnout, from whether you work for someone else or whether you work for yourself. It's just not worth it. You know, it's not. It's not worth your help. I know you love your company. I know you love your business. I know you love what you're doing. But it's not worth your help. So you got to put in things to alleviate the fact that you could go through a burnout. So what are you going to do? You're going to make sure that you have, you're going to look at your day. Like I said, you're going to get this list. You're going to make a list of what your day looks like. And you're going to make sure that you include rest time, that you include some fun stuff. Make sure that, you know, if you play sports, you know, go play a game of racquetball, tennis ball. If you play golf, go to the golf course. If you roller skate, go roller skating. If you love going to the museums and just looking at all the art and all the work, go do that. If you like the opera, but you can't just, you know, they used to say all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. You can't just work, because I'm telling you, you will burn yourself out and you won't be good to anyone. So I hope that this topic has helped someone to realize that it can happen. It can happen to the best of us, and it's not a sign of weakness, okay? It has nothing to do with being weak. It has nothing to do with, you know, you're not good enough, your abilities. No, it has to do with, now that you're a leader and a manager, you have to take care of yourself, and you have to be aware of the threats that are out there that can hurt you. You have to be aware of your weaknesses. You know, for some people, overdoing it and working too hard is a weakness, and not taking the time for ourselves. Okay? Now, let me, again, make sure you're not doing too much. Make sure that you actually take time to, you know, make adjustments in your schedules wherever you can. And believe it or not, just doing something small and little, I'm telling you, is going to make the world of difference. Okay? You have to be able to put limits. You can't burn yourself out intellectually. You know, your time, you can't use up all your time. Make sure that you take breaks. Just like your employees have to take a break, and you give them a break, well, guess what? You have to take a break, too. Take a break. Even if you just go in your car, sit and let the music play. I'm telling you, you're going to feel so much better. Some people think, well, I don't work that hard, so they think that that's good enough, but it's not. Your body needs that time period to just, like, relax it. And even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, just go and just sit, watch TV. Like my husband, he's so funny. He works very hard. He has a super stressful job. He ships steel all over the world, and he has to deal with the ports, and he has to deal with a lot of government regulations from not just the United States, but all these other countries. So that's a lot of stress. So he comes home at lunchtime, and he watches Divorce Court. Now, you would think that would stress you out more, but it really doesn't stress him out because he loves looking at the stupid things these people do, and then he just, you know, that's relaxing for him. And he loves, this is his favorite saying, this is his favorite thing to say when he's watching Divorce Court. If there's this goofy couple on there doing something stupid, he'll say, oh, they're from Cincinnati. He loves to say that. That's my hometown. And he gets a big kick out of saying, oh, they're from Cincinnati. And a lot of times, the saddest part is at the end when they do the credits and they say where the people are from. How come they're always from Ohio? They're not always from Cincinnati, though, but sometimes they are. But it's so funny, but not always. But how come every time I watch it and they say that? It's just the time when I don't watch it that often. But every now and again when I watch it, the person's always from Cincinnati or Ohio. I'm like, what's up with Ohio? They need to stop going to Divorce Court, and they need to start going to relationship management workshops before they get married. But anyway, that's how he de-stresses. Now, he could sit at work and try to work through all that nonsense and all that hard work, but no. He gets in his car, he drives, he's driving, he's got music in the background playing, and he's watching Divorce Court or whatever those other judge shows that are on. So they're all just the same. So rethink your situation. Look at what could be if you have a burnout situation, look at what's causing you to burn out. If it's the fact that you haven't had a vacation, take one. The people, the customers that you're serving, they want you fresh and excited. They want you to take a vacation. You know, people, they say, oh, at least you work so hard, but they don't see all the vacations that I take. Like, we went to Virginia Beach for a whole entire week. I'm right on the beach, overlooking the ocean. We had a two-story situation there. It's one of those timeshares that was built. It was a hotel. Well, it was built for a timeshare, but on the beach. So it's two stories, and there's three bedrooms, and every we're facing the ocean, so every room has a window that looks to the ocean. So every day I get to hear and see the ocean and talk about relaxing. I mean, and we went down to the ocean, and we went in September, so the water was so warm. It was really awesome. Because we used to go in July, and the water was freezing cold. But before I get too far, I want to congratulate one of our listeners. She's been tuning into the show for a while now. She tunes in each and every day that she can. Every now and again, she can't come on. But I want to congratulate her for her recent successful activity. She ran a commercial to help promote her business on a local radio station there in her town, Cincinnati, Ohio, The Buzz. She was on The Buzz with Mr. Lincoln Ware, a very, very long time, very well-known disc jockey, DJ, for many years, ever since I was a little girl. He was a DJ, and I'm surprised that he doesn't look any older than he does. Oh, my goodness. But because he was grown when I was a teenager, he was already a grown man. But he looks really, really great. She was on his show, and I was listening to the show yesterday as she was being interviewed, and it was great. It was an awesome, awesome interview. And, okay, great. All right, Ms. Kiva, thank you for your comments about the show today. And and Ms. Hope was there, Ms. Hope Harper of Custom Care Cleaners. right there at 8876 Coleraine Ave in Cincinnati, Ohio. She is my natural baby sister, and so we are absolutely happy for her. But she doesn't tune into the show because she's my sister. Don't make a mistake, because I have four sisters. But she tunes in each and every day. She's the only one that tunes in, but that I know of. The others could go back and listen to the archives. I don't know, because many people listen to this show that I have no clue, because they tune into the archives and you can't see who's listening or whatever. I can only see who's in the chat room and who's on the switchboards. But I want to welcome our Maryland listeners. I know we have listeners from Maryland. Welcome. Congratulations. I hope you had a wonderful conference last weekend. Welcome to those from California. Hello to Ms. Glow Jess, who has often listened later, because in California it's 4 o'clock in the morning there. So she'll often listen to the show when she gets her day started. She's also an entrepreneur. And welcome definitely to Mr. Paul in Japan. I've been telling everybody, I let everybody know. Well, I have, my show is international. I have people from Japan listen. And they're like, wow, really? And so congratulations to you, Mr. Paul, and the great things you're doing. I know you're coming to the United States. I know you have some work to do here. You have a new audio book that you also are working on. So congratulations to you. Congratulations and continued celebration and huge success also to Ms. Kiva, who is doing big things with her Women of Destiny. And we know, people are going to be, coming down there, helping you to get that started even more. Various speakers are wanting to come to Nashville. They also want to help you grow your Women of Destiny. That's a powerful, powerful group down there, and it's just going to grow and grow and grow. Don't give up, but don't get burned out. But, make sure you got the me time, the family time, the relaxation time, and in the midst of running your business. Because what we're going to be, especially for you women, ladies, we're going to be some powerful, guiding men. We're going to be different than almost any other woman entrepreneur they've ever seen, because we're going to have good health, because we're going to take care of our health. We're going to be CEOs. We're going to be running our businesses. We're going to be running it with great thought and awesome strategic planning. We're also going to be have a family. We're going to have our husbands, or if we're not married, if we're single, and that's what we want, that's fine too. We're going to do that. We're going to raise our children. We're going to be in the community. We're going to be well-known. We're going to be helping the community. That's what I mean, helping with whatever thing God has helped you out of. People always wonder, well, what should I do? Well, what did he help you out of? That's who you help. That's where you start. You may not end up there, but that's where you start. The thing that he helped you overcome, that's what you can help somebody with. I mean, I heard a poem once. I'm not sure exactly how it goes, but I remember the main piece was, the only person that is going to look behind the door is the person that was behind the door. So, you had some trauma, you overcome it. You weren't there by yourself. There are other people. I know sometimes we feel like we're the only ones who went through something. But trust me, whatever you went through, other people were going through it too, or have gone through it and have not yet gotten over it, have not yet have forgiven everyone, have not yet been able to put their life back together. But you have it. You can do it. So also want to say, again, Ms. Hope, awesome, awesome interview. And promotion of your business. And I was on the phone with her shortly after. We talk usually every day, and we're talking about the business and things like that, and being a success and coaching and what have you. And here, normally we could talk, and we could talk for a while, but I couldn't even get like past 5 minutes with her. Every 5 minutes she was like, oh, hold on. She had to go. People were calling. A lot of people had listened to the show and they wanted to call and ask her about her business. So, now, for those of you, let that be a lesson to you. And here's what she did. She went on a show of a very, very popular DJ, though he's very local, so no, he's not Tom Joyner, no, he's not, he's the Tom Joyner of Cincinnati. You got to find the Steve Harvey of your neighborhood, of your town. You find that person who's been on the radio for 30 years. Believe me, they have a big following. If they've been on 30 years, they have a huge following, because that's very costly, and they've been able to get funds and supporters to pay for that. Find that person and tell them, you want to come on into a commercial, and they'll interview you. I did that once, and it turned into a radio show for me. But you got to get someone who's been on for years and years and years, who is a DJ and on the radio, and that's what happened. And this person was super. It was a great interview. I was able to listen to it via the computer, and I was never more impressed with how you can go from, you know, wondering, okay, how am I going to get the word out about my business? I mean, you understand basic advertising, but that was getting the word out. I mean, she had the man on air basically giving her, you know, suggestions for even growing her business even bigger right on air so that whoever listens could hear. I thought that was phenomenal. Now, here's, so congratulations, Miss Hope Harper. Okay. Kiva says that you should replay this show to hear Coach Lalisa's 5-year school show. Oh, yeah. Well, oh, that's Paul. Hi, Paul. Oh, Paul. Wow. Okay, Paul, was that a good story or what? You know, Paul, I rarely tell that story. Sometimes I laugh at myself. I've done so much, I forget. I forget half the struggles that I've had. But if you like that one, Paul, I tell you, I can absolutely roll that one out and share that with more people because that one, you know, for me, it was just something I was going through. But, wow, I'll never forget it. I can't believe, I went to church that Sunday. And there was a lady there, Minister Johnson. I told her, I said, oh, I'm through, I'm giving up. And at the time, she was working on her master's. She's in the medical field, and she was working on her master's degree. And, you know, again, I was amazed. Part of the story is how I told all these people, and some of them had masters or were working on them. Some of these people, they really just said, okay, no problem. That's what you want to do? Do it. And I say that to say, you know, these are loving people. They definitely love us. So that's why sometimes you got to have, you know, and again, this other woman who, you know, shared with me what she shared that made me rethink everything, Miss Adrienne Congleton. She's awesome. She's going to come on the show because, like I said, she's a nutritionist, and she was able to help me think to eat differently. She travels all over the world. She's actually been to Japan, Paul, when she comes on. I hope you're listening. She's going to be coming on very soon because she went to a huge health conference over there to learn more about health and how people can take care of themselves. And so she's traveled to other countries to learn this thing inside and out. And she's awesome. And she, I'm so glad I had her in my life. And I only know her because we both were, you know, had positions at the college. And, you know, I had her. She actually had me come and speak to her. She used to work with the workforce development program where people who are unemployed, they need to get skills before they go back into the workplace. And they're always looking for people to come in who's had a story that can kind of motivate the people. And I had my youth, and I wanted her to come and talk to them. No, I was working with the Welfare to Work Women at the time. That was in 97. I met her in 97. And I had her to come and talk to. Well, she asked, could she come and talk real about health? And so, yes, and that's how we met. And ever since then, we talk to one another about seminars and workshops. And we actually did a seminar together somewhere back in maybe like 2001. We got together, the two of us, and put on a seminar. And I'll share that with you sometimes. That was pretty funny. And we did a seminar at Metropolitan Baptist Church in their community room. And we did the seminar, and I think 5 people showed up, and it was pretty funny. But one of the ladies who showed up is the lady who showed me how to self-publish my book. So as you can imagine what kind of story that is. But so here, so this 5-year, yeah, giving up. All these people said, okay, fine, do it. But not Adrienne Congleton. She called me crazy. And I'm so glad because I'm halfway through a PhD. And I know that if Adrienne had not walked in, the lady never came into my office. So the minute she came in my office, she stood at my door before and said, hey, come on, you know, you're coming to the seminar and different things that were happening in the college. But she never came inside and stood in my office, and she just kind of looked around, saw this different. I had my bachelor degree plaque on the wall. I had my associate degree plaque sitting somewhere in the office. I had some other little things on the wall. And, you know, she was just looking around. And when that came out my mouth, it was like, you know, God sent her a weapon to catch, you know, how the woman says, put on the whole arm and you shoot out a word, and she caught it. She caught that word that said, I'm giving up. You know, and that's what she saw it as. And she said, but wait a minute, Lisa, I don't think you're a quitter. Look at all this you've got. You're not a quitter, so why are you quitting? But see, in my mind, I was a quitter. Remember, I had quit high school. I had quit the military. I had quit lots of things in life. So I was good at quitting. I knew how to quit. I had quit many jobs. I had quit, you know, and sometimes I thought of even quitting my hometown. But when I left Cincinnati, it wasn't a good thing. I was leaving under a cloud, so to speak, running. I was like running from my past. So I had even felt that I had quit that. I felt I had given up. And to me, that was like the ultimate give up, to give up, you know, your hometown because you had this bad reputation, you know. But I eventually got over that and looked at it as that New Jersey was a new start for me because then whatever, you know. So, you know, that's really what I really wanted to share. And, okay. So Paul is saying that story helped to know me. Well, that's interesting, Paul. You know, and because I've been, you know, it's so funny how your life, every step of your life is important. I mean, even the burnout, it was important. Getting to that stage was important. Overcoming that stage was important. You know, you may be faced with a burnout that you will have to overcome, but just know that you can overcome it. Just know that you can, you know, trust within your heart if it does happen for you. Or like I said, it may not be, you may not be a business owner. You may be employed for someone and you may be faced with a burnout. You know, sometimes I get a little frustrated. You get overwhelmed. Too many, and today I would think a lot of people would be suffering from burnout because a lot of companies, they're laying people off or letting people go or people are leaving because, you know, their finances, you know, are changing and different, and a lot of people are being bombarded with extra workloads, putting on more hours. And I would suspect that this is not only a timely topic for small business owners, because we already wear so many hats and have so many things to do, and we never stop because we're always planning the next move, and we have to, you know, do all work and thing, you see. But I would suspect it's a great time for people to know that you got to still take time for yourself in the midst of all that you're doing and all that work. You got to get, you're right, Paul, you got to get back. And Paul quoted, to go from the top of one mountain to the top of a taller mountain, you must first go down to the valley again. Oh, Paul, you know that. And Paul is always coming up with these great and wonderful comments and chats. And we have about 54 seconds left. I thank each and every one of you for staying tuned to the show. Please email me or call 888-714-7776. That's the 800 number. You can leave me a message and a contact number. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, right here on the Culture with Lisa, Mr. Versi L. Walker, you know it's going to be powerful. You know he's experiencing great things. Don't let burnout take you out. You can overcome it. You're on your way to the top. You may have been at the valley. Get some rest, but do something fun. Sometimes we do get your rest, but that's not enough. You've got to add excitement and fun. Go do something fun. Rope, whatever is fun to you. I'll see you all right back here tomorrow. Have a blessed and powerful day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.